Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is out about being a virtuous woman full of good works, doing, amen, all the good she can. Praise our God. I'm telling you, I'm proud of my wonderful wife, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Amen. She'll be back on a future broadcast. Praise Lord. Amen. It's a blessing being able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life to put you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled, powerful prison ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some blessed services in them jails and prisons in time past. And we're getting ready now to go back into the jails and prisons again, praise God, to preach the word of God, praise the Lord, and to be a blessing to those that's behind prison bars. But we are still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, praise God, on this radio station. As we enter into the month of August, we're going to have a brand new message. Now, I know we've been preaching about, amen, the true saint versus a hypocrite. But we're going to try to change a little bit. And we're going to talk about repentance. Praise God. Because repentance is the first step toward getting your life on the right track. Praise God. We'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. It's time for people to repent. We're looking at all of the violence going on in our cities and towns. How that people use guns to shoot people. I'm telling you, amen, take a life, shed innocent blood. It's sad, because once you take a life, like I said before, you cannot bring it back. But so much hatred in hearts of people, against people. People hold grudges. But it's time for repentance. It's time to get your life straight. It's time to forgive. Yes, we need to turn our hearts to the Lord. Now, I feel led to teach about repentance here on the broadcast, because I was talking to a young man, talking to a fellow, and he told me, for as far as salvation is concerned, he don't know how to repent. And he's not alone. There are people out there that don't know how to repent. We preach repentance, but people just don't know how to repent. So we're going to break it down, and we're going to explain it to you on this broadcast during the month of August. I'm telling you, because people need to repent. Repentance is to turn from your sins and to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, that you won't do it anymore. That's true repentance. A lot of people don't do true repentance. They ask for forgiveness, but they don't tell the Lord that they don't want to do it anymore. They're not going to do it anymore. They leave it open so that they can backslide and do it again. And so many Christians, so many church people, hold the idea that God is a forgiving God. That gives them an excuse to keep on messing up and keep on committing sin, thinking that the Lord will forgive them. And they could continue living that up and down life. I want to let you know, Jesus come to take you off that seesaw. He come to deliver you from that up and down life. You don't have to live like that. I'm telling you, you don't have to be afraid to pray that prayer saying, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin anymore. Because the Lord will deliver you and set you completely free from your sins. And you don't want to do them things anymore. I'm telling you, praise God. And we're going to break it down, like I said, and explain it to you to let you know the Lord has something better for all of you that's listening to the broadcast. You can come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. Because Jesus come to set us completely free. Jesus said in St. John 8:36, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. When the children of Israel was in Egypt, they was in bondage. Yes, they was enslaved to Pharaoh. But when they crossed the Red Sea and God drowned the Egyptian army, Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea, and they was on the other side, they did not have any trouble with Pharaoh or his taskmasters anymore because they were free. Now, if God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and brought them out of slavery, don't you know the Lord can deliver you, just like he delivered me, out of sin? I'm telling you. Why is it that people doubt the Lord? Just like God delivered Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery. They came out. Pharaoh had no more power over them to bring them back into bondage. They were free. The Lord will set the people free today in August of 2023. The Lord will set the preacher free from sin. That's right. The Lord will set the preacher free from sin and set the church members free from sin. Because in order to make it to heaven, we must be free from sin. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus Christ come to save us from sin. Not to save us in sin, but to save us from sin. And take sin out of us. When he takes sin out, he put a brand new nature in our heart. That's the new birth, being born again. Jesus comes in, Satan goes out. Light comes in, darkness goes out. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go into it talking about repentance. Amen. Let's get ready for a song of inspiration. We're going to go back to Chris Christian. Put your trust in Jesus. Because we need to put our trust in Jesus. Let's hear this song of inspiration before we get into the message. Praise God. Amen.
Sometimes he comes as child.
Chris Christian, put your trust in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Put it in the hands of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you put your trust in the hands of Jesus, amen. I'm telling you, the Lord will bring you completely out. Amen. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Let's go to Acts, the book of Acts 3 and 19. Amen. And it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. So when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The Lord wants people to repent and be converted. That is to turn from your sins. It's more to repentance than just saying, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I won't do it anymore. In order for us to keep that vow, we must turn from that sin. Yes, give it up. The biggest problem with Christians is that they have a hard time giving up the world. You cannot go to heaven loving the world. And people need to understand, know that. You got to choose one or the other. You either choose to follow Christ or you choose to go after the world. I chose to follow Jesus. That's the reason why I gave up the world. I gave up sin so I can make heaven my home. Because we cannot love the world and love God at the same time. Therefore, God, the Lord said, repent and be converted. Turn from your sins. The Lord will deliver you from smoking. He'll deliver you from drinking alcohol. He'll deliver you from stealing. He'll deliver you from fentanyl, from marijuana, from crack cocaine, from using profanity, from fornication and adultery. The Lord will forgive you for these things. Yes, He will. No matter what sin you are in, the Lord will forgive you. You turn from that sin. Say, Lord, you forgive me of my wrong. I won't do it anymore. I won't tell no more lies. I won't use no more profanity. I won't drink no more booze. I won't hold that amen, Wild Irish Rose Jack Daniel in my refrigerator. That Miller High Life in my refrigerator. But I will throw it out and keep it out. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I won't be smoking no more cool cigarettes, Newports. But I'll throw it out. It's time to cast your sins away. Throw it away. Don't pick it back up again. But throw it away. Them old saints used to sing a song. One day, Lord. One day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. I gave up my friends, my kindreds too. I gave up this world for you. You got to give the world up. You got to give the people up that love them things. You got to give it up. People that love to party and drink and do. Your drinking buddies. You got to give them up. Your those that like to smoke. You got to give it up. I'm telling you, to follow Jesus. You got to deny yourself. That is to give up the world. I'm telling you. Amen. That's with you. That is if you love the Lord. A lot of people don't love the Lord like talking about. That's why they try to be saved, try to confess Christ, but yet and still they love the world too. They fall down in sin, and then they go back to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me, saying God is a forgiving God. The Lord is a forgiving God, but the Lord wants you to stop sinning. You heard what that Bible says in Acts 3:19? Repent and be converted. That is to turn from that sin. Change your ways. Change your actions. It's not enough to repent, but you got to be converted. I'm telling you, praise God. And people need to understand, know that. You cannot be saved continuing living like you were living at first. And people need to understand, know that. Christ brings forth a change. And that change will last for a lifetime. Because when the Lord forgives you of your sin, He forgiveth of your sin for you not to sin anymore. Because the Lord don't want people to be falling back, getting dirty again. He wants you to stay clean and serve him. Don't go back and mess with the devil anymore, but serve the Lord. That's what the Lord wants. How can you be a Christian if you're going back messing with the other man? I'm telling you, praise God. Church, we need to wake up. Wake up, church. Wake up, preachers. People, we need to know Jesus come to save people from sin and take sin out the sinner. You cannot serve God with sin in your life. I'm telling you, you can't serve God with sin in your life. Some people say, well, unconfessed sin. I don't care what kind of sin it is. When the Lord saves you, sin goes out. You hear me? Sin goes out. Confess sins, unconfessed sins, whatever you call it. Sin goes out. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because Jesus, amen, come to take the sins away. Amen. And I'm telling you, when Jesus take your sins away, how in the world are you going to use them if you don't took them away? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give me, I'm a Bible preacher. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John 1. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn your Bibles to 1 John. Glory to God. Amen. 1 John 3 and 5. And it reads saying, and ye know that he, speaking of Jesus Christ, was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Let you know Jesus come to take your sins away. Now, if the Lord take your sins away, how are you going to use them? I'm telling you. If the Lord done took your sins away, how are you going to use them? Amen. Just for example, a man can smoke. But if you take the cigarettes away, how are you going to smoke them? Huh? How are you going to smoke them if you done took the cigarettes away? Same thing go for drinking. A man can be drinking. But how ain't going to drink it if you don't took the drinking away? Took the whiskey away. Took the wine away. Took the beer away. How you going to drink it? So Jesus was manifested to take away our sins. He come to take your sins away. If you take your sins away, how you going to use them? How you going to sin again? Huh? And in him is no sin. So Jesus come to take your sins away and throw them away. So you won't need them no more. You don't use it no more. Cause the month done throwed it away. Praise God. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Verse number 6. 1 John 3 and 6. Whosoever abideth in him, sinneth not. Let you know. When Christ comes in, sin goes out. You live a brand new life. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things come new. Jesus changes your life inside out, brand new. Them old saints used to sing a song saying, new bone, new bone, new bone again. Regenerated and new bone again. Praise God. Amen. 1 John 3 and 6. Whosoever abideth in him sins not. Whosoever sinned have not seen the man, neither known him. There's a lot of Christians talking about they know God. They know God. Amen. They in fellowship with God. And if you sin and do it wrong, the Bible says you don't even know the man. And some people don't talk about Jesus. One reason why they don't talk about Jesus, they talk about God, is because they don't know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus, how in the world are you going to know the Almighty God? I'm telling you, because Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Now, how in the world are you going to get to God, as people say, if you look over top of Jesus? That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus to the people. Because Jesus is your answer. He's your door. He's the way to get to God. He's the only way to get to God. I'm telling you, ain't no need to look over top of him. You got to go through him to get to God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus is the way. I'm telling you, Muhammad is not the way. Buddha is not the way. The Virgin Mary is not the way. I'm telling you. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Then you know you must go through Jesus to get to God. Amen. So these people talking about God and leaving out Jesus, they ain't getting nowhere. I'm telling you, you ain't getting nowhere. You must go through Jesus to get to God. Amen. Praise God. Repentance. Praying and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sin, you won't sin anymore. We say, them old saints sing a song, I made a vow to the Lord, and I will not take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I will not take it back. You need to make that vow, and don't take it back. I'm telling you, live a life free from sin. Turn from your sin. Crucify the flesh. Die indeed dead to sin. We preach that. That's what it's talking about. Turning from your ways. Turning from your evil ways. So you can be converted. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. We're going to talk about godly sorrow on the next broadcast. Because so many people don't be godly sorry. That's the reason why they don't get rid of all their sins. Because they still holding on to them and don't want to give it up. But godly sorrow will work that stuff out your heart. And so you can be saved. Because you cannot go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. St. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can your heart be pure? You got sin and you got iniquity in your heart. You got hidden sins in your heart. Huh? A lot of times folks try to live right before man. But I want to let you know, man don't have no heaven to put nobody in. The preacher can't put nobody in heaven, even though they try. But they can't put nobody into heaven. But it takes this word. It takes Jesus to put you into heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And people need to understand, know that. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast, praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I'm telling you, glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opening up today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I will dedicate my life to you. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, anybody that get bitten by a tick, Lord Jesus, and amen, sick with the, amen, Rocky Mount spotted fever or whatever. But Lord, you can deliver. You can heal. Well, glory to God. Lord, amen, I want you to deliver the people and set them free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, amen, praise our God, Lord. Deliver. Lord, work miracles. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch the people. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Lord, amen. Praise our God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Just give God the praise for your deliverance. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. The Heaven Bound Train website is a powerful website, anointed website, where you can be blessed by the many activities on there, amen, for your spiritual growth in Christ. I'm telling you, we got a whole lot of good, wholesome preaching and teaching on there. Praise God. Good inspirational music, amen, for your spiritual growth in Christ. Children, you can click on to the children page and be blessed
with the many activities for the kids to learn about the Word of God on their level. Praise God. The Heaven Bound Train website is good for the whole family. Just click on it and be blessed any time of day or night. Amen. Just click on it, praise God, and be blessed. Those of you that's incarcerated, you write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material, for Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes saying that if Jesus, I'm a Jesus man, I'm a Bible man, I'm a Jesus man, if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you to next week at this same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.